The word today is quiet. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. Satan and a sinful culture often tempt us to stray from God's will. One of the temptations is thinking that worldly people are having all the fun. The world makes sin look glamorous and exciting, and many are drawn into great harm because of it. But our lives are far more satisfactory and joyful when we do not copy the sins of the wicked. Here to share more about this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Quiet.
Our message today is really important, especially for the young. I'm saying people in their 20s or in their teenage years, even children who are approaching 10, 12 years old. This is an important thought for us today, and it's based on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you. And then in verse 12 it says, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you'll not be dependent on anybody. I want to focus especially on that segment of this two verses in 1 Thessalonians 4, where it says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. It seems like such an unusual phrase, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. We don't usually think of people as ambitious as individuals who are trying to be quiet and trying to be to themselves. What is this phrase really getting at? What's the point here when it says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life? In other words, make it a priority. Make it a goal to live a quiet life. And, you know, some people listening might be saying, well, that sounds kind of boring. Just a quiet life, like it's unexciting, like nothing is happening. Well, actually, we want to get to God's truth here, God's wisdom in these words. And when it says to live a quiet life, it doesn't mean that you don't have any fun and excitement. It doesn't mean that you're a boring individual. But it does mean not to get involved in the kind of excitement that the world promotes. The world is full of wicked ambition. The world is always luring us toward excitement. In fact, one of Satan's greatest tricks is to attempt to get us to see sin as exciting. If we take the risk, if we try this, even though it is against the will of God, or even though it's against the wishes of our parents, if we are careful, we can kind of get away with it. That kind of excitement, the excitement of trying illicit drugs, the excitement of trying to steal something. For adults, there is always a constant lure to sexual sin. You know, the allure of the temptress, the prostitute, or having an affair, this excitement of the world in sin. Trust me, this all leads to death. This all leads to degradation. It leads to reduction of freedom. It leads to a bad, bad end. And Christians, especially young children and teens, are tempted to look at all that is going on in the world and to think their life is boring, to think that they're not involved in all these supposedly very exciting things that are happening. Well, Satan wants to try to lure people away from security, away from walking with the Lord. Satan wants to draw individuals toward the world as though that excitement is going to bring all kinds of wonderful things, when in reality, it brings negative consequences. testing the illicit drugs and getting hooked on them, stealing and getting a poor reputation and in trouble with the law, or even worse, being confronted and being beaten up or killed. All of these different negative outcomes are part of that so-called excitement of the world. The Christian is supposed to live just the opposite of the sinful culture, the sinful society. And that's why Paul said in 1 Thessalonians, make it your ambition. In other words, make it a priority. Make it a goal that you work toward, that you live a quiet life. In other words, that you're not running after all the worldliness, that you're not trying to get involved in those activities that Satan and the world present as exciting, but are in reality against God's will and against the desires of godly parents and of the authorities who want us to live in a lawful fashion. So the first thing young people need to really understand today is that there's constantly going to be temptations. And much of this comes through social media. We're living in a world today where there is so much fakery, so much promotion, self-promotion on Facebook and other social media, where they're attempting to make their lives look glamorous, they're attempting to make their lives look exciting. And in fact, there was actually a negative result from all of this going on, that some teens look at these others and there's this constant envying of others. Oh, their lives are so much more fun. They're so exciting. Look at, they're having a party. And there is a phenomenon called Facebook depression, that someone's getting down because they look at, supposedly all these others have glamorous, exciting lives and they supposedly have all these things. Oh my goodness, don't fall for that. Don't envy these people that are building their lives on what's called the house of cards. It's just empty, hollow. It's so fake. And you don't want to fall for that. As Christians, we get our identity not from the social media. We don't get our identity and our security and meaning from the world. We get it from our Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't have to do all that garbage. Just watch out for that. You know, John, in his first letter, said this in 1 John 2. Don't love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. So the first thing in terms of living a quiet life is not to take the bait. Don't sin and go outside the bounds of God's will for you and the desires of your parents and that. Don't follow the temptation as though you need more excitement, because often right along with that candy-coated temptation is a poison pill that's going to bring pain and suffering in your life, and you don't need it. I always thanked God as a young child and as a teenager and a 20-something. I always looked around and saw, you know, my life doesn't seem horribly exciting, but God gave wisdom enough to realize that all these people that were supposedly living exciting lives, taking the temptations and the bait and the worldliness, ended up blowing up themselves. They ended up causing untold harm and problems in their life. And I thought, you know what? I'd rather live a blessed life and more quiet and calm than supposedly the exciting life. So I hope that you will take that and run with that. There is another angle to this too, and that is sometimes we elevate the people in the scriptures and think, oh, I wish I had an exciting faith. I wish I had a life like Moses or Joseph or David, you know, and they were such fantastic believers, and I wish I had a life like theirs. And you know, there is a tendency to romanticize biblical characters, to make them into kind of superheroes, as though our life would be so great if we could just live their life. Answer is, do you realize the truth of the situation? Is that most of these biblical characters had a rough time. Most of them were not having fun. They don't show us what excitement is. They show us what perseverance is. They don't show us glamour. They show us dogged determination. They don't show us worldly success. They show us godliness. You think about what these people went through. If you have this mistaken notion that you want to have a spiritually exciting life, just like David or Moses or whatever, go back and read about their lives, please, and find out that they had trials and burdens and problems. You want to be like Paul the Apostle? Are you ready for shipwrecks and beatings? And let's get our heads on straight here. God wants to work with you in your life with your gifts, your talents. He wants you filled by the Holy Spirit. He wants you in your situation to represent Jesus Christ. Don't go clamoring after the world as though you need that kind of sinful excitement. But by the same token, let the people in the Bible be mentors to you. Let them be examples to you. But don't pine for their excitement and the intensity. You know what? Let God show you how you're going to glorify Him in your life. You have a means of bringing joy to people, and you have a means of representing Jesus. Find out how God's going to write your story of glory for Jesus Christ. That's what it means to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, a godly life, a life where you're earning your income and representing the Lord properly before others. I hope this is encouraging you so you don't chase after the sinful world and so that you don't feel too lowly about yourself compared with people in the Bible. Let God give you encouragement and rise up and bring blessings to others by living your life to the glory of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.